Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Yes, I want to know why I put in money for this app to get an iPhone or iPad for $1, and y'all are trying to charge my card twice that.
You mean $2? Hello, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
So, can you say that again? Do you say that your card was not charged what it said?
Yeah, y'all were trying to charge me double whenever, actually more than double, because it was like $1, and y'all were trying to charge my account like $80. This is bullshit, and y'all are claiming
okay,
to
ma'am,
be...
ma'am.
No.
There's no need to use that language, all right? But
no,
let me see what's going on. Can you let me see what's going on?
You are false advertising for something that you're not sending out, and it's for something totally different.
Ma'am.
So y'all are in the wrong.
Can you please let me check what's going on?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Can I have your zip code?
75407.
754 what?
75407.
07. All right. Thank you. And your name?
Beverly Smith.
Okay, ma'am. So to begin with, is your address 923 Town Square in Princeton, Texas?
Yes.
All right. Well, to begin with, I can see that the charge didn't go through in the
yes,
first place.
Because
all right.
I declined it because it was supposed to be
Ma'am, I'm not finished yet. Okay. In the second place, you are. I can see that you were participating in the contest to win the iPad. So.
And it said I won.
Ma'am, can you please let me finish? All right. No, ma'am. I mean, you have the chance to win it. So in order to pay for the shipping, or if in case you want it, you have to pay, you know, that shipping fee.
I'm not paying. That means no.
Ma'am, I'm not finished.
Let me finish.
No, I'm not finished, ma'am.
No,
I'm not finished.
No.
You don't want to let me speak.
But you're not letting me speak, and I'm not in the wrong.
Trying.
Because if I was to win, you cannot. If I wasn't to win, you're still going to charge me? No, that's not how it works.
I'm trying
your
to explain to you how it works.
Your company is fraudulent.
But you don't have to worry about anything, ma'am. You didn't get charged, so you will not get charged again. So don't worry about that. And you will not get...
Yeah, because I declined it because that was bullshit. It's
all right, so all right,
$2.
So how can I help you, ma'am? I mean, what can I do for you, me, here, right now?
Why would it say $2 and then y'all take? And number one, the first time, y'all did take the $1.95 out of my account, which I want back because that was bullshit. And then the second time, I declined it because it was like, I don't even know how much. And I'm like, no, it's saying $1.
Yes, ma'am. I can see that it's declined. So what's the issue?
My issue is y'all are scamming people. Nowhere does it say we will charge you for the shipping regardless of if you win this or not. It makes it seem like I can pay this shipping for $1, and I get it. I have all my emails. I have all my messages that I will take to whoever I need to take and show them, look, this is bullshit. And you have people on your thing saying, oh, yeah, I paid $1, and my iPad came in the mail within 2 days. So you have people lying, which is probably people that work for y'all, and it's not right. It's not right.
Ma'am, I believe we do not have anything more to discuss. So
no, but I got all your information, and I'll take you. I'm gonna take you to the board of, yeah.
You didn't your, even get
your company is gonna be investigated because nowhere does it say anything about charging someone for if they possibly win. It says to win, to get this iPod, pay a dollar, and you will get it. And you have people on there that say, oh, yeah, I paid the dollar, and then I won and got it in 2 to 3 days.
Ma'am,
so,
we do not have anything more to discuss, and I have to keep taking care of all the customers. So thanks for calling customer service, ma'am. Have a good
night. Customers are dumbasses.
Have a good night.
No.